The next patient is Roger Brown. The last name is B-R-O-W-N. Roger is the first name. 69-year-old, but male patient of Dr. Maxwell that was referred to this office. Because of controlled hypertension. After the study, we found out that the patient has a aldosterone-driven hypertension. He had a CT of the abdomen in which we did not demonstrate any pathology in the adrenal glands. We did a nuclear medicine renal scan that was completely normal. There was no suggestion of renal vascular hypertension. When the patient was placed on spironolactone 25 milligrams POBID, he develops gynecomastia and tenderness in the breasts. The patient stopped the medication, and we suggested the administration of eplerenone. At the beginning of the interview today, the patient said that the eplerenone caused the same problems. But knowing that we were in a very difficult case because he has a significant cardiovascular disease, evidence of a stroke in the past, atrial fibrillation, a sick sinus syndrome, we have to control that blood pressure. And he was willing to try the eplerenone once again, and rather than adding more medication, we are going to provide the eplerenone 25 milligrams, and the recommendation is to start every other day and let us know what is the sensitivity that he has, if any. And hopefully we will be able to increase and titrate the dose to obtain a blood pressure control. Number two, atrial fibrillation. The patient had the Watchman procedure. To the physical examination, there is no evidence of the presence of atrial fibrillation. A period for the sick sinus syndrome, he has a pacemaker. The battery will be changed by the doctors in Boca Raton, B-O-C-A space R-A-T-O-N. Following number, the history of BPH, following number, the kidney function remains very stable. The serum creatinine is 0.67, the BUN is 15, the clearance is 101. And there is trace of proteinuria in the urine. Very concerning case. I advise the patient to call the office to let us know whether or not he tolerates the administration of eplerenone. Paragraph. Revaluation in 3 months with laboratory workup. I invested 15 minutes reviewing the chart and all the workup in the face-to-face, 25 minutes in the documentation, 9 minutes.